So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Buenas noches, familia. Soy Carlos Medina y aquí me tienes dispuesto a acompañarte en una nueva edición del Underground Garage de Little Steven. Cada programa es especial, pero esta noche un poquito más, si cabe. Hoy se cumplen 17 años del fallecimiento de uno de los grandes artistas de la historia del rock, Joey Ramone, y creo que sería una buena idea recordar la historia de la banda que revolucionó la escena rock a mediados de los años 70, los Ramones, cómo no. Cada domingo le damos la bienvenida a nuestro maestro de ceremonias con música, y ya que estamos, lo hacemos con los Ramones. Buenas noches, Little. Arranca el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM.
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
There is a phrase from a century or two back that goes, "Every cloud has a silver lining." We would interpret that phrase in today's world to mean, it may be rainy and miserable now, but don't worry. It's probably going to get a lot worse. They didn't mean it that way, though. They were saying all unpleasantness and stress is temporary, It will pass, and you can depend on the sun coming back, and all will be wonderful. They, of course, were referring to an endangered species called hope. Hope and the opportunity of unlimited possibilities. There was a lot of that going around a century or two ago. If you're under 30, the phrase hope and the opportunity of unlimited possibilities will sound as relevant as, let's build a pyramid and be buried in it. Or, don't worry, leave the door unlocked. This neighborhood's safe. Hope is hard to find. I mean, where is it? The creeps running the business world don't give us any hope. Our government doesn't give us any hope. Even our families, that used to be a solid base to work from, that doesn't work anymore. No stability, no real security. And the only type of music, since Frank Sinatra, that communicates hope, that communicates family, brotherhood, community, rock and roll, has no format to be played, except here. Welcome to Hope.
On the day you're up, and the next day you're down. Hi, this is Sebastian from Death by Unga Bunga. You're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, the only radio station with go-go dancers.
Take matters into your own hands?
Things often end up in my hands.
And I bet your hands end up in a lot of things.
Let's just say my hands and things are often in the same place at the same time.
Those nights when we're You wanna know why this outfit got the hell kicked out of it? Blind man, could see it in a minute. They don't look like soldiers, they don't act like soldiers. Why should they be expected to fight like soldiers?
You're absolutely right. The discipline's pretty poor.
About 15 minutes, we're going to start turning these boys into fanatics, razors. They'll lose their fear of the Germans. Only hope to God they never lose their fear of me.
Take a chance. I need somebody. The world needs a man.
started the show with one of the greatest records ever made. Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio by the fabulous Ramones, working with Phil Spector. The album was End of the Century, their fifth, somewhere around 1980. Jeff Beck started our first set with Hi Ho Silver Lining, one of the two or three singles he did in between the Yardbirds and the Jeff Beck Group. Mickey Most producing, John Paul Jones arranging, and that's Clem Cattini on drums, the famous English session guy. Very cool cat. The Blues with Goose, we ain't got nothing yet. Maybe a silver lining on that cloud, but you know, can't take it to the bank. Yeah, Pepe Castro and the gang.
Haunt Me is Death by Unga Bunga. Their new one is their fifth album, So Far, So Cool. Get it on Jansen Records. They wrote it and they produced it.
The Chanterelles. You remember them, don't you? Hold My Hand, Hold My Heart. From That Thing You Do soundtrack. Written and produced by Tom Hanks, Gary Getzman, and Mike Piccirillo.
We Are Magic. From RSO, Richie Sambora and Orianti. Two great guitar players and singers. Produced by Bob Rock. Get it from rsoofficial.com.
Come on back.
Sigues en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche contamos con unos protagonistas que marcaron la diferencia, Ramones, una banda que hizo de la contundencia y la sencillez su bandera y que chocaba frontalmente con las propuestas que reinaban en la escena rock de mediados de los 70. Pero bueno, comencemos por el principio. Para ello nos situamos en la ciudad de Nueva York, concretamente en Forest Hills, en Queens. Allí fue donde se conocieron dos compañeros de clase que formaron una banda de garaje conocida como Tangerine Puppets. Estos dos muchachos eran John Cummings y Thomas Erdahl, más conocidos como Johnny y Tommy Ramone. A estos se les unirían Douglas Colvin y Jeffrey Hyman, o lo que es lo mismo, Didi Ramone y Joey Ramone. Después de intercambiar posiciones, finalmente la banda quedó de la siguiente manera: Joey Ramone a la voz, Didi al bajo, Johnny a la guitarra y Tommy a la batería, aunque este último pasaría a realizar las labores como productor de la banda más adelante. Ramones ofrecieron su primer concierto un 30 de marzo de 1974 en los Performance Studios de Nueva York ante unas 150 personas más o menos. La mayoría de sus canciones eran rápidas y sencillas, por lo general no superaban los 2 minutos de duración. Estaba naciendo el punk rock. Enseguida continúa nuestra historia. De momento, te dejo en manos de Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, and they are known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. I mean, not only that, these are some nice people. You understand? Bring him some donuts. You don't even have to need no auto parts. Just drop in there, say hello, bring him a little something, you know, because they're nice people, you understand? Stop by the local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices, baby. Every day.
Alfredo James Pacino was born April 25, 1940, in the South Bronx. His father, Salvatore, was born, are you ready for this, in the Sicilian town of Corleone. I kid you not. In 1966, he was studying with Lee Strasberg.
Make sure that everybody sees the cake before we cut it.
That's right, that Lee Strasberg. And 3 years later, he'd won an Obie for The Indian Wants the Bronx and a Tony for Does the Tiger Wear a Necktie. His first movie was 1969's Me, Natalie, but it was his portrayal of a junkie in Panic in Needle Park that got Francis Ford Coppola's attention. He was cast in The Godfather against everyone's opinion except Coppola's, selected over Warren Beatty, Robert Redford, and Bobby De Niro. In 1972, he'd do The Godfather and Serpico, and that was it. Look what followed. Godfather 2, Dog Day Afternoon, and Justice for All, Scarface, Dick Tracy. He was amazing in that. Scent of a Woman, for which he finally won an Oscar. Heat, Devil's Advocate, and a fantastic documentary called Looking for Richard. You don't get no better than him.
But never think it applies to my family.
We'll be right back. is your motto here? Boys, inform on your classmates. Save your hide. Anything short of that, we're going to burn you at the stake? Well, gentlemen, some guys run and some guys stay. Here's Charlie facing the fire, and there's George hiding in Big Daddy's pocket.
Are you finished, Mr. Slade?
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Maybe you can handle yourself one of them first-class tickets to the resurrection.
Yeah. shoot you right down. Take you in my arms. I'm in love with you. Love that is true. Boom, 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 boom. I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knock me out right off of my feet. Come on, shake it, baby. Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Talking that talk, you knocking me out right off of my feet. I need you right now. I mean right now. I don't mean tomorrow. I mean right now. Come on, come on, come on, shake it up, baby.
Come on and shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on now, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on now, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on and shake,
shake it, baby.
All right, all right.
Oh,
come on and shake,
shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Wow. Shake,
shake it, shake it,
shake it up.
Started our birthday tribute to Al Pacino with Everybody's Everything from Santana's Third.
Press Your Luck is Prima Donna's new one. The album is S/T. Lights Out Levine and Kevin Preston wrote it. Eric Palmquist producing. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com.
Denise, Randy and the Rainbows, written by Neil Levinson and produced by Joe Venere. 1963 went all the way, baby, to number one.
Get Radical, Dolly Rott's new single. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. Kelly Ogden and Luis Cabezas wrote it, and John Fields and Luis produced it.
The Animals doing John Lee Hooker, Boom Boom, and improving the arrangement considerably. John's version is great, but there isn't one guy in that band playing the same song. That's part of the charm, right? I love it. Eric Burdon, John Steele, Chaz Chandler, Alan Price, and Hilton Valentine out of Newcastle. The Fabulous Animals, produced by Mickey Most. Well, we're just getting started, baby. Come on back.
Esto es Little Steven's Underground Garage. Volvemos en un segundo en Rock FM.
Cuando el sol sale, las estrellas se van. Y llegan las otras estrellas.
Buenos días, Rock y Diversión. Siempre en directo desde antes de que salga el sol. Mantadito, baitico.
Bueno, cada mañana de 6 a 10, Rock y Diversión en Rock FM con El Pirata y su banda. Somos Rock FM.
Ya no son lo que eran. La gente ha cambiado. Y aunque hayas soñado con otros lugares, ninguno te conoce como la ciudad que te vio crecer. Por eso, cuando toca celebrar, no hay nada como hacerlo en casa. Rock FM presenta Loquillo. 4 décadas de rock and roll actitud. Celebrando una vida sobre el escenario. En su concierto más emotivo y especial. 14 de diciembre en el Palau Sant Jordi de Barcelona. 4 décadas del loco. 4 décadas de rock and roll actitud. Ven y vívelo junto a él. Entradas ya a la venta en loquillo.com.
Esto es el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Nuestros protagonistas de esta noche empezaron a ganar prestigio entre el público underground de Nueva York a raíz de instalarse en el histórico local CBGB, en el que llegaron a tocar en directo hasta en 74 ocasiones a lo largo de 1974. Claro que sus conciertos no solían pasar de los 17 minutos. Fue entonces cuando firmaron su primer contrato discográfico, fue con Sire Records, y en abril del 76 grabaron su álbum debut homónimo. A pesar, es cierto, de las fantásticas críticas que recibieron, su debut, su disco no tuvo una gran repercusión comercial. Sin embargo, después de hacer una breve gira por Inglaterra, empezaron a recoger los frutos de su trabajo. De hecho, en el Roundhouse de Londres ofrecieron un concierto al que asistió Mark Bolan de T-Rex, quien se subió al escenario a tocar con la banda. Entre el público, fíjate, también se encontraban miembros de Sex Pistols y de The Clash. La historia de la banda y el icono sobre el que se posarían empezaba a tomar forma gracias a sus contundentes directos. Dicen quienes les vieron en concierto que aquello era como si una pisonadora te pasara por encima. Fueron pasando los años y también distintos miembros por la banda, concretamente a la batería. Tommy Ramone se cansó de las giras y decidió dejar su puesto en la batería para ser productor de la banda. Le sustituyó Marky Ramone en el 78, quien a su vez fuera despedido más adelante para dejar su puesto a Richie Ramone. En 1995 grabaron su último disco de estudio titulado Adiós Amigos. Con ello dejaron una carrera compuesta de 14 discos de estudio que comenzó en febrero de 1976. Dale, maestro.
When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars.
The American tribal love rock musical known as Hair opened on Broadway April 29, 1968, where against all odds, it would have 1,873 performances. It was written by James Rado and Jerome Ranyi, book and lyrics, and Galt McDermott did the music. The original cast included authors James and Jerome, Shelley Plimpton, Kim Milford, Melba Moore, Paul Jabara, and Diane Keaton. It would premiere at Joseph Papp's Public Theater, October 17, 1967, and then, oddly enough, be moved to the Cheetah, a New York disco, for a while, before finally finding its way to Broadway. The show was quite radical at the time, and would be the dividing line, really, between classic and modern Broadway. The plot followed a politically active hippie tribe, and during the course of the show, they would explore the Vietnam draft, racism, sexism, and sexual liberation, introducing Broadway's first all-nude group scene. When the show went on the road, it would be charged with obscenity, and the case would go all the way to the Supreme Court. Its decision would end censorship on the U.S. stage, and eventually Great Britain as well. Broadway, as a rule, tends to dilute whatever cultural experience it is co-opting, but Hair held its own better than most. And you know what? We might just need it now more than ever.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low. But don't ask me why.
'Cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead,
darling.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
The buzzing bees,
a nest for birds, there ain't no worries.
the wonder of my short.
Sexual attraction towards men?
You mean if I'm a homosexual or something like that? Or...
Yeah?
Well, I wouldn't kick Mick Jagger out of my bed, but I'm not a homosexual, no.
Well, tell me. Can you tell me why you're so uptight about having your hair cut?
Doesn't change, there is only one, always changing inside, what does it become?
Can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show?
Those who know it use it, those who scorn it die. To sing that you can dig it is to make your soul a fly.
Heaven, can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show?
Thank you.
This is Paul Schaefer, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Baby, 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 look what you're doing to me. What you doing to me?
Spare some change? Spare some change? Change, you know, like nickels, dimes, quarters.
You want me to give you some money?
Right.
Why?
Why? Well, no reason, man, except like she's pregnant and we haven't eaten for 2 days.
I don't believe you.
Where are you from?
Oklahoma.
Listen, man, I know how it feels. I used to come from Kansas myself.
In a pipe, he'll ride away on his silver bike. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Trans Love Airways, get you there on time. Fly Trans Love Airways, get you there on time. He will bring our kids for my lady. The perfume will be of an excellent style. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Trans Love Airways, get you there on time. Fly Trans Love Airways, get you there on time. He'll ride away on his silver bike. And apart from that, you be so kind in consenting to blow your mind? Fly Jeffers an airplane, get you there on time. Fly Jeffers an airplane, get you there on time. He will bring happiness in a pipe. He'll ride away on his silver bike. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Translove Airways, get you there on time. Fly Translove Airways, get you there on time. Be flying at an altitude of 39,000 feet. Captain, I at your service.
I don't know what you're so uptight about.
I fell in love with someone. We had a child and we were going to get married. That's why I'm uptight.
Yeah?
And you're holding it up.
No, I'm not holding it up. See, you don't see the way it is. You know, like, this is really, like, a great thing that's happened, you know, to all of us. And, like, everybody's really happy about it. The guy's really happy about it. And I think it would be great if you could, you know, be happy about it, too.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I'm crazy. We're all crazy. Let's shake on it.
Oh, it's not.
We started that set with the Cow Sills and their classic version of Hair. The whole family did a good job there. They would, of course, inspire the Partridge Family TV show. Hair, written by Galt McDermott, James Rado, and Jerome Ranyi. Can You Dig It was the Monkees from their seventh album, Head, written by Peter Tork, 1968. Slowly Losing My Mind, Barrence Whitfield and the Savages, out of Boston. Their new one is Soul Flowers of Titan. Peter Greenberg from the Liars, producing and playing guitar in the band, which is cool. Get it from bloodshotrecords.com. Fat Angel is Donovan. Yes, he wrote it for Mama Cass. It's from his Sunshine Superman collection. Once again, produced by Mickey Most. Mickey's all over the place tonight. Jimmy Page is one of the guitar players on that. And She's So Fine, written and sung by bass player Noel Redding. It is from the Jimi Hendrix Experience's second record, Axis Bold is Love, produced by Chaz Chandler. See, it's all connected tonight. Noel, of course, joined by Jimmy and Mitch Mitchell on drums. And oh, I got something for you. It's the coolest song in the world this week. Coming up.
Y si esta noche estamos hablando de iconos y clásicos del rock en el Underground Garage, llegó el momento de detenernos en el nuestro propio. Es la canción más chula de la semana. Hoy vamos a reencontrarnos con un viejo amigo. Es el señor Kurt Baker, un músico en busca de su sueño que precisamente vive en España desde hace unos años. Esta noche, The Kurt Baker Combo son los protagonistas de la canción más chula de la semana, So Lonely. Dale, Little.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Madrid, Spain. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, the Kurt Baker Combo. I'm sick and tired of everything. I feel enough.
Well, I'm a freaking real cool. I got the jump, got the jive, got the magic jump alive. I'm a wild one, I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, I'm gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you come with my style, I'm a real wild child. Come on, baby, shake all night long. I shake till I beat it from home of the bone. But I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep a shaking, gonna keep a moving, baby. Don't you cram my stock, and I'm a real wild child. Up in my 88, get that sugar and don't be late. We're gonna move it all night long. Yeah. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you grab my style, I'm a real wild child. Oh! Moving when the sun goes down. All the after dark, I can get around. Gonna move all around, maybe give a hop. When we start to bump, and I say, okay, stop, but I'm a wild. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild. I'm gonna keep it shaking, gonna keep on moving, baby. Don't you cram my style, I'm a real wild child. 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 Watch out!
Anthony, did I ever tell you I want to be cremated?
About four times.
And don't throw my ashes in somebody's yard. I want to be on a mantelpiece surrounded by family.
Yeah, under the moonshed. I know.
Keep joking. Let me tell you something. It's like that game we used to play as kids. Crack the whip. You run around like an idiot holding hands as tight as you can, and then the line snaps. Somebody lets go, and you're next.
Whoa, baby, you're a nag. You're a nag.
Butcher shop and buy me a roast.
When is your nagging ever gonna stop? You always seem to be blowing your top. One of these days I'm gonna lose my mind. Jump out a window, then I'll be real fine. Push your colors, color back.
Wash up all the dishes and don't you talk back.
When I met you, you were oh so sweet. Now you give me the bread and you take the
for the touts,
the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing. In the slaughterhouse, it comes running along the ceiling on a hook, and you swing it.
It's hard not to think about you, to keep you off my mind. It's hard to live in this world without you, and it's getting harder. It's getting harder. It's getting harder all the time. It's hard not to walk past the phone now, and not to drive.
Hello, this is Ali McKenzie from the English Birds, and you are with Little Stephen in the Underground Garage, which is a very, very cool place to be.
That set with our coolest song in the world this week, So Lonely, from the new Kurt Baker combo album, Let's Go Wild. An excellent idea. Paco Loco producing. And it's written by Jan Egil Bogwald and Lars Furberg. Well, sounds like aliases to me. These cats are all on the lam. Who are we kidding? It's a cover of a Swedish band from the 80s called The Radio. Yeah, we find all kinds of obscure things around here. Kurt Baker is joined by Jorge Coledan, Juancho Lopez, and Sam Malakian. And they're always playing somewhere over there. So check out your local Spanish neighborhood for them.
Wild One was the original Wild One. Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, from Faraday, Louisiana, on the Sun label. That was written by John Greenham, Johnny O'Keefe, and Buck Owens, and covered by Iggy Pop. Of course, you knew that. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Nag, from their second album, written by Arthur Cryer and produced by Richie Cordell and Kenny Laguna.
It's getting harder all the time. First Pandora's record in 29 years. Kim Shattuck is singing now. Get her from burgerrecords.com.
The Beatles. She Said, She Said. Coming from a conversation John Lennon had with Peter Fonda. From their wonderful seventh album, Revolver. Engineered by Jeff Emerick and produced by George Martin. Leaving Here was the English Birds, B-I-R-D-S. Covering a Holland Dozier Holland track Ronnie Wood, Allie McKenzie, Tony Monroe, and Pete McDaniel, one of the great British bands that never came over. Well, don't you be leaving here. You know why? Because we got more cool stuff.
Estás escuchando Little Steven's Underground Garage en Rock FM.
Solo hay un lugar donde Peret intercambia guitarras con Jimi Hendrix. O donde los Beach Boys hablan de olas con Rocío Jurado. Y está muy cerca de ti. Y por fin ha llegado el momento de rendirle el homenaje que se merece. Permanece atento a Rock FM y no faltes a la cita. Somos Rock FM.
Siéntate en tu butaca, ponte cómodo y prepárate para disfrutar del espectáculo que siempre quisiste ver. Rock FM presenta History of Rock, una superproducción musical que te lleva a recorrer la historia del rock a través de sus himnos. Con una banda internacional de músicos y voces de primera línea, interpretando tus canciones favoritas de cada era. History of Rock ya está en el Teatro Calderón de Madrid. ¿Estás preparado para hacer historia? Entradas a la venta en rockfm.fm.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final del Underground Garage de esta noche. Pero antes de despedirnos, te lanzo una pregunta. ¿Sabes por qué todos los miembros de la banda decidieron usar el nombre Ramones? La idea surgió de Didi Ramone, quien fue el primero en adoptar el apellido artístico a raíz de que Paul McCartney empleara el seudónimo de Paul Ramón cuando formaba parte de la banda de Silver Beatles. Finalmente, Didi convenció al resto de la banda para que hicieran lo mismo. En 2002, Ramones entraron en el Salón de la Fama del Rock y esta noche les hemos recordado con mucha música y así seguirá siendo por siempre. Gracias, maestros. Dale, Little.
As you know, Roger Corman is our guru in movie land, but coming in a respectable second is a cat named William Castle. His innovation was bringing fun and craziness and entertainment to the movie theater. I mean, in the actual theater, not to mention his wild publicity campaigns. He would direct cool movies like House on Haunted Hill, The Tingler, When Strangers Meet, 13 Ghosts, Mr. Sardonicus, Let's Kill Uncle, and Rosemary's Baby, which he produced. Let's do a list of his gimmicks. He sold Fright Insurance, made that available from Lloyd's of London for the film Macabre. He invented Emergo, which was inflatable skeletons soaring over the audience in House on Haunted Hill. He created Percepto, which was actually electrified theater seats for The Tingler. Illusion-O, special glasses which revealed screen specters in 13 Ghosts. He gave away plastic bloody axes for Straitjacket and took out $1 million cockroach insurance policy for a star cockroach in Bug. His radio ads would proclaim, "See it with someone who can carry you home." And if it frightens you to death, you'll be buried free of charge. He actually had seatbelts installed, for I saw what you did in 1965. You gotta love this guy. His autobiography is Step Right Up, I'm Gonna Scare the Pants Off America. Required reading in the Underground Garage.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic, but scream! Scream for your lives! The tingler is loose in this theater, and if you don't scream, it may kill you! Scream! Scream! Keep screaming! Scream for your lives!
The beat goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt's the current thing, uh-huh. Teeny bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. The grocery store, the supermarket, uh-huh. Men still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Why were you frightened?
Sir, you would not understand. You are young. You do not yet have daughters.
Why does his wife live in abject fear?
If you do not heal him, he will punish me.
Surely he wouldn't beat you.
His cleverness knows a more hideous torture.
What strange attraction did young women have for him? What secrets are hidden behind his doors? Mr. Sardonicus. His deeds formed a fabric of nightmares.
I'm interested in your reasons for this, party. Aside from pleasant company.
Ghosts, Doctor. I think everyone wonders what they would do if they saw a ghost. And now my wife has given us all the opportunity to find out.
Amusing. Ghosts, etc., being only creations of hysteria, your party should be a success.
Well, Pritchard here promises us genuine ghosts.
Seven now. Maybe more before morning. Four men have been murdered in this house, and three women. You planned your party very well, Mr. Lauren. Four of us are men, three are women. A ghost for everybody.
Now, Pritchard, why don't you take us on a tour through the house, and let's see what happens, huh?
Yeah.
Sonny and Cher of punk, Joey Ramone and Holly Vincent, I Got You Babe, written by Sonny Bono, and then Sonny himself with Cher, The Beat Goes On, written and produced by Sonny, 1967. She May Call You Up Tonight was the Left Banc, one of the great underrated bands of the New Jersey, New York area. Their first album, Walk Away Renee, Pretty Ballerina, is absolutely stunning. One great track after the other. She May Call You Up Tonight, written by Mike Brown and Steve Martin. No, not that Steve Martin. And Mike and Steve joined by Rick Brand, Tom Finn, and George Cameron. And Procol Harum, The Devil Came from Kansas, and their third album, A Salty Dog, written by Gary Brooker and Keith Reed and produced by Matthew Fisher. Robin Trower on guitar, Dave Knight's bass, and B.J. Wilson drums. It don't get no better than that, baby.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Hard Rock cafes, hotels, casinos, and the Seminole coolest Indian tribe ever for being our sponsor from day one. And I want to thank all of the Hard Rock employees around the world as we stop in and do our DJ thing when we're on the road. Nicest people in the world, in addition to the best food. And someday will be a rock and roll circuit. I'm never going to give up on that. We want to thank Premier Networks, our new syndicator, Julie Talbot, Rick Bucchietti, Tanya Juhasz, and Corey Neal. Forgive the pronunciation. I'll get it right eventually. And if you're in need of any guitars or amps or tambourines, go see Andy Babuke. I want to thank our... Is Intrepid the word? Or is that an aircraft carrier? Dennis Mortensen, who puts the show together every week in spite of the odds. Go to undergroundgarage.com if you've missed any of our last 750 shows. And Facebook and Twitter and at Stevie Van Zandt. You can talk to me personally. And thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, ahora sí que sí, toca despedirse a las puertas del Underground Garage. Yo soy Carlos Medina. Esta noche, junto a Little Steven, hemos recordado a una de las grandes bandas de la historia, como son los Ramones, recordando con cariño también al señor Joey Ramone, que tal día como hoy, pero del 2001, nos dejaba ya hace 17 años. El domingo que viene a las 10 nos encontramos otra vez aquí en el Underground Garage. Familia, un abrazo. Feliz semana.